In my last classes, I told that without association of qualified Vaishnavas, bhakti will never come. It is sure. So after association, they will know what is bhakti, how bhakti descend. We should give up our worldly desires, lust and anger and everything, knowing them cause and root of all evils. And they will have to offer in the lotus feet of any qualified guru. Now they begin to search, where is Sadguru? But they cannot search. If they have impression of past lives, past births, and associating with qualified devotees, then true devotees will tell them and guide them to search Gurudev. Gurus are, qualified gurus are very rare in this world. Very rare. So if you are honest, sincere, humble, and pray Krishna, that, O Krishna, sarva-dharmāna parityajyamāma ekam saraṇam braja, am tvām sarva-pāpebhyo mokṣayiṣyāmi māsuca, like this, you offer yourself solely in the lotus feet of Krishna. At once, he will know your heart, and he will manage a Sadguru. You, at that time, you will feel no difficulty, no problem in searching
Sadguru.
Like in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, we see that Srimati Radhika is herself sent a Guru, Gop Kumar, for Jan Sharma Brahmin. He came himself by the order of Radhika. Sometimes Krishna may order anyone his associate to go. Sometimes he goes himself, Krishna himself, and associates and gives all these things. And he initiates and he tells his associate to initiate them. Then anyone can have real guru. At that time, we need so much association of Shraman Guru or Shiksha Guru. And we will know the need of real, qualified, bona fide Guru. He will tell, or Krishna will mercifully
inspire
in your heart that association of Vaishnava or Guru are of two kinds. One Sharag and other
Nirag.
Those who are attached even today with worldly desires. They want some money, some fame, and other things what worldly people want. And he chanted his Sharag. He may tell some teaching to you, he can teach, but it will be temporary. The effect of that association will be temporary. Like we see, like example we can see that Bhagwan Das and Jayatirtha and so many were. They are not qualified. And that is why some fruit came, but temporary. not permanent. So, it is very rare to have a guru like that. But Krishna very mercifully arranged all these things. Nirag Bhakta, Nirag Gurudev, no worldly attachment. He is not involved in making money. He always tries to help the needy persons who are sincere and gives mercifully his association to them without any gain or anything worldly. Only he thinks that by doing so, Krishna will be happy, my Gurudev will be happy. To attain the mercy of Gurudev and Krishna, they associate and give initiation, otherwise not. Bhavaddidha Bhagavata Tirthibhuta Sayam Prabho
Tirthigurvan
Tirthani
Santasnagada Pita.
There are no need. Sukadev Goswami, Narad Goswami, Rup Goswami, they don't need anything. Sanatan Goswami, they don't need any fame or money. His servant had 6 or 7 golden gold
coins.
And he told that you should advance, give up. These are like call.
Poison.
Death.
Death knell.
And he gave all but one. Not he gave, he kept it.
One.
Then Sanatana Goswami again told him, have you something? Oh yes, I have one for your service. Take it and go, return at once. I don't want to keep you with me. So a guru should be like that. Then teachings will be permanent. And then he will initiate them. And he will teach them what is real bhakti, what is all established truths. Gradually, by his teachings, he will be gradually qualified. But yet his bhakti, after the initiation too, his bhakti will be anishthita bhakti. What is anishthita bhakti? Mind is not
fixed
in Krishna service, in bhakti, always here and there. You can realize this when you are chanting, remembering your guru mantra, then you will see that your mind is running here and there and useless things. And sometimes you think that if you are going to control more, then you will see that I am slept. And after 1 hour you will awake and say, oh, I was remembering this mantra. You cannot decide whether I should be family man or I should be renounced. He will have doubtsome in his Gurudev. Oh, I should be a family man with my wife and children. If I am giving up then it will be very dangerous. Who will look after my children and wife? I see the dash, they was householder. Janak was householder. All the gopis were householder. Arjun, being a source,
high class devotee,
high class of devotees, friend of Krishna, and he was
associate,
the husband of his sister, even
Subhadra.
Good connection, and he was householder. So I should be householder. But sometimes he thinks that it has been written in Shastra that Prahlad Maharaj has told that this is like a very dangerous coup. Blind well. You know the history of blind well? A person was going in the jungle. When he reached in the dense forest, he saw that a roaring tiger was just attacking him. He ran away, but there were so big, fat trees, he could not climb. At last he said, "Oh, he has reached, and he will jump to me, and he will eat me." He saw there was a well, blind well, you know, old well, some
crosses
and peepal tree.
Small tree.
Small
tree.
Branches. So many covering this well, and there may be so many serpents inside. And he took two branches in hand and tried to go in this well. Tiger was roaring on the
outside
there and peering in well.
Peeping
in well. He was so much feared, but when he peeped inside the well, he saw that very dangerous serpents were there, hissing and making their hoots like this. He began feared. At once he saw that two rats, one black and one white, came out of well and began to cut the two branches to whom he has catch hold. In a very few minutes, they were going to cut fully. So everywhere there was danger of death. No remedy. In the meantime, he saw so many bees
humming.
And sweet
honey.
Golden honey
drops
were coming. One, two, three. He saw and at once chanted. And he took his
tongue
there, and one drop of honey came. And he
forgot
all these tigers, ferocious serpents, and snake, and also bees. If they are disturbed, they will come and also bite him everywhere, and he will put to death. And if the rats are cutting, he will automatically go down. So there was no remedy, but he forget everything. Oh, how sweet. What is this? This world is like a
blind well,
and we are that person going down in the well. Tiger mane death is there. We don't know when we will die. And serpents and rats, day and night, cutting one day from our life, from our age. Very slowly cutting, and our age will be what?
Finished.
And then we will die. But thinking, oh, how sweet is the relation, worldly relation. How beautiful and sweet is my wife. But when she will divorce you, then you will see stars in the sky. When your children will
kick you,
then you will see, oh, fair stars in the sky. No remedies at all. So this is
family life
in this. So I should give up. Sometimes it is that, what should I do? Not like this. Sometimes he thinks that he is quarreling. Utsahamai ghantarla.
Then Bura vikalpa.
Vishay Sangara,
Tarangarangini,
Niyamakshama, so many things. Oh, from today I will chant 1 lakh Harinam whether I am dying or doing anything. and he begins from the morning 3 or 2. Next morning he becomes ill. So much headache here, so much pain in here. And for 5-6 days he will not give up his bed. Then he is not qualified.
Able to stand.
So he makes like this. Sometimes Gurudev tells, oh, you are very good, very qualified. Then he becomes so energetic. And sometimes Guru takes
pushed his ear.
And then he becomes
hopeless.
What to do? I will go to my father and mother and my wife again. Sometimes quarreling with Bisha. Bisha means? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has given detail in this, and he is our Shiksha Guru. So after this, also there are so many things, but priests will come and we cannot tolerate. So many ladies, not only ladies, very beautiful, beautiful ladies, like Haridas Thakur, she went to Haridas Thakur. They will come automatically, and they will show that we are very expert in bhakti. But they will enter in your life and they will come like elephant. They will come like...
They will enter like a
needle point, and they will. In this way, also for ladies, male, not only ex-party with ladies or
gents,
both. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punished little Haridas. You know?
Choto Haridas.
Nothing, for a very little point to disciples. So, this is Anishchita Bhakti. A praise will come. Automatically, money will come. All will give. Worldly, like fans, computer, so many things will come automatically.
Sound system.
Sound system.
Everything will come automatically. And thousands of disciples will come. And if we are engaged in these things, these are anartha. We should not be involved in all these things. So after that, giving up all these things, then real bhakti, nishchita bhakti will come. Srimad Bhagavate which has been told. What is slow? Bhakti bhavati nashtiti.
Nashtaprayesu
avadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhakti bhavati nashtiti. Nashtiti means now no doubt, no wilderness.
Steadiness.
Then steadiness comes, and he has so much faith in his Gurudev. Not second like pendulum, here and there. Then bhakti comes. Naishthiki. But knowingly you will have to do. Not coming automatically, but you will have to do by our intelligence, all these things. This is good and this is bad. But bhakti will come very little. And then when nishtha will be ripen,
matured,
then ruchi will come. So I was telling all these things there. So I want to somewhat repeat it. Now time is over. It is going to be 8. So I want to stop today. From tomorrow, you should come with very pure heart and try to enter in bhakti and be very strong. You should explain.
Maharaj a donc dit que en Hollande, pendant ses dernières classes, il a expliqué.
But even he has so many anarths. He has not been nirad. So I will define it tomorrow.
Maharaj a dit que demain...
to tell you that you should all consider that 7 days we are in Guru Ashram. Understand? What?
For 7 days we have all gathered to be in the ashram of the Guru.
Guru. School. This is now for 7 days is this Guru Griha, the ashram of Guru. You should awaken very morning, daily, punctually. You can take bath or you can do achman and then chant name or do your Guru mantra, all. Very patiently, not in hurry, punctually, and with so much honor. When you are doing Guru mantra, you should know that who is the Ishtadev of this mantra, who is the Adhishtatri Dev, who is
residing deity.
Residing Devata of this mantra. Like playing Krishnaya, in this mantra, who is the deity? What is the relation between this deity and me? And we should be very prapatti.
Surrendered.
Surrendered. Surrendered are three kinds. Prapatti, Saranagati and Atmanivedan. So first surrender is like called prapatti, that, O Krishna, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the deity of this mantra. You are so much powerful. I know that you can support me, nourish me. I am taking your shelter. At first it will come by words. You cannot tell from your Atma, real soul. But by knowing this fact, you can tell from your tongue or from your heart, material heart. After this, you will realize something and then you will be Saranagat. Six kind of Saranagati. What are they? Anything, whatever we do, we should do for Krishna. And those who are helpful, jo hamare anukul, favorable, that only in the powers we should do. Those who are not favorable, we should try to give up. Krishna certainly will maintain us.
And protect us.
And I am giving myself totally in the lotus feet of first Gurudev and to Krishna. This is Saranagati. If anyone is Saranagati, he should make me worry for his maintenance and any difficulties come, because Krishna knows everything and he will manage everything. And then realizing soul, Atmid Nivedan will come. After Samaranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pad Sevanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, then Atmanam. So with these things, five things, we should remember cling Krishna and all other things. Om Bhur Bhuva, Brahma Gayatri, Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, and then Kama Gayatri, and Pancha Tattva, and then Hare Krishna. Very, but steady, not in hurry. Oh, I have to go there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm thinking, yes. Not like this. in proper way. These are Siddha Pranali. You should do daily. After that you should be Brahmacharya. You know Brahmacharya? Here. Supporting your wife's husband's supporting children's, but not attracted, involved in other worldly things. After that, you should attend class, Mangal Arati and all these things. Then, classes, sometimes I will come, sometimes Navadip Prabhu, Govinda Bhakat Prabhu, Parinath Prabhu, Gyan Das Prabhu, Naveen Prabhu, Pundarik Prabhu, sometimes Shubal Sakha, sometimes Prem Prayajan, sometimes there are so many qualified, or himself is this Prabhu, also he is qualified.
Ladies.
I don't differentiate between Grihast Bhakta and renounce. Really those who are qualified, they are qualified. That should not be neglected. Even he is Grihast Bhakta, but if he is qualified, then we should hear them. And after that, you can chant, remember, after class, take Mahaprasad, and again, very little resting in midday, and again chant, remember, read books, and then again join classes. And note down in your heart, not paper and pencil, not in black tape recorders. They will not help you so much. Try to write down eternally here in your hearts, forever. What you are learning in the classes, you should take it for eternal. It will help you so much. So I want that these 7 days here should be like Gurukul. And then you will be qualified very soon. Gaur Premanand Govind Bhakat, you should do Kirtan. Hari Bol Hari. Morning class from 10 to 11, who will instruct?